Blog Talk Radio.
joining in with us for Blog Talk Radio, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We are so happy to have you with us this second Friday of the month of July. Yeah, we're already in the month of July. Hold on mute. I ground for you, please. Hold on. Hello. Thank you for putting your phone on mute. So as I was saying, we are already in the month of July. Thank you so much for taking this time out on this Friday. The prophet will be the speaker on tonight, and if I'm not mistaken, he will also be doing Facebook Live. So get out your papers and pencils, and most important, your word. Get your word so that you can follow along with what the man of God will be talking about on tonight. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. We are here every Sunday, Mondays, and Fridays. That is the night for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries, as well as most of the time we do Facebook. So tonight we are here from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to just keep going for a few more seconds to give you time to get your papers, pencils, and your word, and to get in a position or a place where you can pray with us. So at the time that while you're doing all that, I'm going to also ask you to please keep your phone on mute if you're not speaking. When you get the opportunity to speak and comment, you can take your phone off mute then, and we will be more than happy to hear your voice. So I am your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm going to just go right into prayer right now. So if you all would just join in with me. Father God, we come to you before you. We're asking you to accept our petition of repenting. God, we're repenting for not giving it all to you, not trusting you with all of it, God. We're repenting for trying to help you help us when we know that you don't need no help. God, we say it, but sometimes we don't do it. But God, we're asking you to forgive us. Forgive us of every sin that we have committed, willingly, unwillingly, knowingly, and unknowingly. God, we're just asking you to cover us, forgive us, protect us. God, we ask you to cover our families, protect them. They're going in, they're coming out. Protect us and bless us while we're sleeping, God. When we're getting up, God, even protect us while we're walking through the house that we may not trip over our own feet. For God, we so just have to ask you, sometimes you can trip over your own feet when you're going to walk or going to get up. God, we just ask you to just protect us even from ourselves. God, protect our elders, protect our babies, and protect all the in-betweens, wives, husbands, sisters, brothers, cousins, nieces, nephews, and in-laws. God, we just ask you to protect, deliver, provide, and just, God, do what you're going to do for them. We give them to you, God, and we're just going to trust you with that. God, protect our health. Sometimes we could just pray for others, and we don't pray for ourselves, God, or we don't believe that you will do it for us because we believe it's too much or not even enough. God, we just ask you to help us with not believing and trusting you with that. God, we ask you to just cover our finances. Give us the monies and things that we need to do concerning your house, God, and concerning your business. Cover us with that, God. Put it on our hearts and minds to give you what's yours, God. You said to give to Caesar what's Caesar's, but to render unto you what's yours. God, we just ask you to just cover us with a good mind, strong mind, and a mind on point concerning our finances. God, we ask you for a peace of mind. We ask you to just cover our minds, hearts, and soul. God, just keep our mind stayed on you because we know your word says if we keep our mind on you, we keep it in perfect peace. God, cover our homes, that anything and everything that's in our homes that's not about you and not giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise and not trying to let you have your way and your will in our life and our homes, God, we ask you to drive them out. Drive them out, God, no matter who they are, because for we have in our hearts, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God, cover our churches. Cover our churches that they will be there for the people in this day and time when they're hurting, when they're in harm, when they're heartbreak, when they're in need. God, let the people know that the church is here. Let the church, remind the church they're here for the people, not the people are here for them. God, put the church in its place that you called it to be. Put the church in a place that you said it was for. God, let the church go back to being a hospital for the sick, the ill, and the troubled mind. God, give us an understanding to understand it's your will, not our will. God, just touch our hearts that we will forget about your business and your business only. Move us out the way, God. Let us decrease that you may be increased. God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And in Jesus' name, we pray these things be so, and so it is. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to check to see if the prophet is on the line, and if he is, we're going to give it right into his hands. Prophet, are you on the line? Are you going to do?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the line.
Are you going to do Facebook?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on Facebook Live as well.
Okay. Well, people, you heard it. Tune in to Facebook and stay on Blog Talk at the same time. Have your way, Pastor. Prophet.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Good evening, everyone who's on the Blog Talk Radio with us tonight and those who are watching via Facebook Live. I'm excited tonight to share with you. The Lord has made some things in our heart, and we want to share with you tonight. I'm excited because mainly because God is still on the throne, and beside him there is none other. So I'm excited because God continues to reign on the throne no matter what society looks like, no matter what it looks like in your homes or wherever you may be. God is still on the throne. And so I'm excited about that. And I'm going to ask tonight, if you're on Facebook Live, to share this with someone. Your Blog Talk Radio, get your pen, your paper out. We want to make sure that we are, amen, saying something to you that's going to bring life to you. If you're on Facebook Live, you may see a shirt that says, we. This shirt, and you'll hear me say it a couple of times throughout this time. This shirt is in reference to the parable of the wheat and the tare. This shirt was made by Sister Nicole Jackson from Orlando, Florida. She's an awesome T-shirt maker, and she made this for us. It's just for us to remind us that we are the wheat. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, we give you praise. And Father, we ask you tonight that we have ears to hear, and the heart to receive and the will to obey. Father, most importantly, the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, we pray that you will arise and that your enemy will be scattered. And we pray that we'll see fruit thereof for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. Amen. Real quickly, I want to jump right in. I don't want to waste any time. Time is of the essence. I want to jump right in, all right? If you get your Bibles and or your smartphone, if you have an Android, your dumb phone, amen, and let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. What's going on, Brother Anthony? Hey, Auntie Margo, bless you. Bless you, Sister Sylvia. I want to jump right in. Jump right in. I want to jump right in. All right? While you're getting there, 2 Kings chapter 4, we're going to start at verse number 16. Just want to say I appreciate everyone who has reached out to us over the past week. I shared just a revelation that God had shared with us the other day while I was at the orthodontist. And you would not believe the amount of calls and text messages and inboxes that I've received over the last few days about how that word, forgive me, sorry, Facebook, about how that word has been such a blessing to so many different people. And I'm grateful because you couldn't kept it a secret. You didn't have to say anything. You could have just kept right on going. But I appreciate the encouragement, and I'm grateful for that because people don't have to say that to you. Sometimes you, as a man and woman of God, you always want to make sure that what you're saying is relevant and that it carries some weight. And so many said, Prophet, that was right on point. One man of God inboxed me and said, man of God, I need to get your number, please. Send me your number. I got to tell you this. And I talked to him on the phone, and he began to share with me how he had been battling a business idea for quite some time. He said, man of God, I said, I know I can do it. He said, but I just the fear of stepping out. Thank you, Lord. I hear you, Holy Ghost. He said, the fear of stepping out to do that had me gripped for so long. He said, but man of God, when I began to hear you talk, he said, I knew right then that God was speaking directly to me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. I want to make sure that whatever I say is relevant to the house of God, to the people of God, concerning the destiny of God, concerning your life. Amen. And I don't ever want to be a person who just says stuff just to be saying it, you know. Or sometimes we try to find a popular thing and say that because that's what people are going to they're going to get with, and that's what they that's what's going to make them shout. But it's not my job to make you shout. It's my job to make you better. And so that is my endeavor, amen, to make sure that when it's all said and done, that God is getting the glory out of your life. Amen. If you got that Second Kings we're going to. Amen. Second Kings chapter 4, verse number 16. It says, and he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto me thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season, that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day. And he went out to his father and to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head is my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. He said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. Hallelujah. So she went and came unto the man God at the Mount of Carmel. And cast, when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite. I want to stop right there. I want to just talk tonight about don't die now. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Don't die now. I want to talk tonight, amen, because God laid some things on my heart. I was speaking to someone this week, and I was talking to them. They were saying, Pastor, I am concerned about my faith, and I'm concerned about how I believe God. And so I explained to them and talking to them about the emotion of your faith. So as the man of God said in the Bible, he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And sometimes we can believe God for everybody else. We can bombard heaven for everybody else. But when it comes to us, we leave a space of doubt in there to give us an out in case it doesn't do what we ask. And so sometimes it's good, it's easy for us to talk real strong and talk real big, not in the face of adversity, when what we believe in God has no conflict. But then what do we do when what we're believing is being fought on every side? What do we do when the word that you got on Sunday morning doesn't seem possible? When it seems like there's no potential to what you believe God for? You've got to be careful. You've got to be consistent in what you believe. Hallelujah. You've got to be consistent in what you believe. All right. You know the story. I'm gonna cut for the sake of time. I don't want to hold you long tonight. But Elisha sent Gehazi, and Gehazi said, came to the woman of God. He said, is it well? And she said, it is well. Now, somebody said that she lied. No, she stayed focused on what she came for. So it says, I'm going to read it. I got to read it, y'all. I try not to read it. I got to read it. And so So she went and came unto the man of God at Mount Carmel, came and passed it. When the man of God saw her, he said, "Is I behold a Shunammite woman. And run now, I pray thee, and meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child?" And she answered, "It is well." And when she came unto the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. And I came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is vexed." Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus, within her. "And the Lord hath hid it from me, hath not told me." Then she said, "Did I desire a son, my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me?" And then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not. Again, lay my staff upon the face of the child." The mother of the child said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, "The child is not awakened." Elisha was coming to the house. Behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore, shut the door, them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up, laid upon the child. He put his mouth upon mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, and stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Hallelujah. Then he returned and walked into the house and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. And the child has opened up his eyes. Y'all, if you don't feel the Holy Ghost in your scripture reading, I don't know what you're waiting on. Listen, here is another opportunity, Overseer McCoy, bless you, man of God, another opportunity, another situation where God, where a son is given to a woman that was barren. In this instance, a favor. So she did for the man of God. He, in return, prophesied a son into her life. And she said, "Look, that's not why I did this. I didn't come here for that. If that's what you own, keep that to yourself. Don't lie to me." He said, "At this time, again, you'll have a son. Just as Abraham, just as Isaac, just as Manoah, just as Elkanah." All of these were situations where the mother was barren, but there was still a son promised. She bid the man of God to come in and eat with her, and she built him a room because she knew it was a blessing for him to be there. Are you listening to me? There is a different, listen to me, those of you who have pastors, preachers, apostles, bishops that are among you. There is a different blessing that comes along when you bless the man and woman of God. Are you listening to me? I'm not talking about on anniversary. I'm not just talking about on holidays. I'm not talking about on birthdays or just Christmas. I'm saying to you, when you take the time to sow an on-purpose seed, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, there is a different blessing that comes along with that. That didn't cost you. I just threw that in for good measure. She had everything, but she didn't have what her soul really desired. Some of you, don't let the enemy cause you to miss what you really need. Sometimes we're looking at what we have, and sometimes what we have is great, but it's not always what you need. Are you listening to me? So she was happy being among people that believed what she believed and respected one another. Those are her that I can trust. It's amazing to me how we always want to be around people who don't believe what we believe and feel what we feel. We're always around people who's always got a conflict with what we say we're doing and how we're saying we're going. At some point, you've got to surround yourself with like-minded people. Hallelujah. People, when the rough gets going, they still believe God for what you say you believe God for. And not tell you, well, maybe it wasn't God's will, or maybe he not going to do it. Or maybe, you know, it's always something. You got to get away from negative talking folk. Folk who always got something negative to say, always got something bad to say, always worried about this or that, and they can never speak life into a situation. Be careful of those people. Be careful of people who tolerate you and don't appreciate you. I'm going to say it again. Be careful of people who tolerate you and don't appreciate you. My Lord today. My God today. So in all of that, she had no son. Riches, fine, land, servants, but no son. And why is that important? Because in those days, a son represented prosperity. It also would guarantee that your lineage would go on, which was a sign of blessing. So in other words, in all that you're getting, where is your legacy? I'm going to ask you that tonight. In all that you have, in all that you're trying to obtain, where is your legacy? What are you going to leave on this earth when you leave? Besides an insurance policy, besides some dresses or some shoes or some shirts or some clothes or some jewelry, what have you implanted into this earth that has fruit that will remain beyond your years? Hallelujah. So watch this. Her husband was old. So she said, look, I ain't got time for that. I'm good on that. I ain't got time for broken promises. You ain't got a lot to kick it, Craig. But yet, nevertheless, the man of God still spoke this promise into her life. So here it is. She didn't ask for the promise, but she stood on it. And some of you got that same thing going on. God has told you he's going to do something. You didn't ask for it. But I'm going to tell you, even if you didn't ask for it, stand on it. Don't take the frame of mind, I didn't ask for it, so if it don't happen, oh well. If God promised you, stay on it. Stick to what God said. Don't move, don't waver, and don't bend or bow because it seems there's a conflict there. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Make sure that no matter when, no matter where, no matter what, no matter who, that you stick to what God promised you. We've got so many fair-weather Christians that it's easy for you to believe while you're at church and the music is playing. My little brother Tony is on here. Tony will play either the organ or the drums until you, if you only had one leg, you would still shout. But can you believe God when Tony gets off the organ? Tony can play the drums. He's played for the best of them, been around his country. But can you still trust and believe him when the music is broken down, when the mics have turned off, hallelujah, when the crowd is gone? Can you believe God when your environment says it ain't happening? Can you believe God when the people around you says it ain't going to happen? Can you believe God when everything around you says, no, it ain't happening today? Can you believe God when it seems as though everything that's coming against you is contrary to what God said? That's your faith. Your faith is not when it's easy. Your faith is when it seems impossible. Hallelujah. Watch this. She gives the man of God a room because she felt like it was a blessing to be a blessing to him, to increase her favor with the man of God. She then gives the man of God the green light in his relationship to God to speak on her behalf. Now, I'm not here to tell you to give all your money to your pastor, but I am telling you, if that's your pastor, there's got to be good ground because you're trusting him with your soul. I don't know why the Lord's leading me here, but I'm going to go there if I feel leading the Lord. I ain't scared of none of y'all. So when she planted into him, she gave him a green light to speak to God on her behalf. Are you willing to give your pastor the green light to talk to God on your behalf? Are you listening to me? I know folks don't like people to talk like that. They feel like you ought to preach for free, prophesy for free, lay hands for free, bury your kinfolk for free, marry your kinfolk for free, come counsel you, see you at the hospital, be a loan officer, be a truant officer, be a counselor, be a good character witness for you, and you only want to plant seed on certain parts of the year. If you plant then. Now I'm telling you, there's a blessing and planting into the man and woman of God. When they went before the priest at the Bible day, they could not come empty-handed. They couldn't come empty-handed. They just wasn't coming with the sacrifice, the animal they were going to sacrifice, but they also had to come with an offering. And that offering wasn't for God. That offering was for the priest, because the priest, that was his job. That's what he did all day, every day. So, beloved, many of us are missing the blessing of God because we're too stingy. We're too busy trying to hold on to everything. And I'm out here the cynic. Well, some of these preachers out here for money, but God didn't tell you to give it to the preacher because of the preacher commandment. That was his law. And if you don't trust the pastor with your money, find you another church. Because every pastor ain't out like that. Every man and woman of God don't want your money. I got to move on. I feel that tomato spirit coming in. It's the priest that went to God on the behalf of the people. They went behind the veil on behalf of the people. So watch this. The enemy comes after her son. Son dies. Because the enemy's not after you. He's after what you're carrying. I'm going to say it again. He's not after you. He's after what you're carrying. And if he can get you to give up on what you're carrying, he'll abort your future. Certain things you cannot do because of what you're carrying. That's why Isaac couldn't do what Ishmael did. It's because of what you're carrying. What you're carrying is special. That son couldn't do and couldn't do it because of how he looked at it. It was because of how he came out. It was because of who he had to be. He was an answer to a prophetic prayer. Some of you, what you're carrying is an answer to a prayer that somebody prayed. You can't go and hang with everybody. You can't do everything. You can't go to every function. You can't go to every program. You can't wear everything. Understand that God has a requirement for you when you're carrying promise. Hallelujah. And when you're carrying promise, you got to make sure that you hold precious to what God gave you. She built him a room so she would have room for more. Father says, son comes out, my head, falls out. The father says, take him to the mother. Why? Because the father's working on the harvest. Oh, man, Al, I'm glad you walked in on this, bro. I'm going to say it again. Al, so you catch the whole thing. The son says, my head, falls down. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. The father says, take him to the mother. Why? Al, because the father was bringing in the harvest. I refuse to let a problem in my life keep me from bringing in the harvest. It's just a distraction. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Don't you let nothing distract you from your harvest. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. God's got an answer for it. I don't care who it is. God's got a response to it. But you stay focused on the harvest, and God will take care of the problem. Woo! My God, today I just said something right there. I'm going to say it again. You stay focused on the harvest, and God will take care of the problem. My God. Anybody's trying to distract you from the harvest. If I get you worried about who doing what and what they ain't doing and who said what and who didn't speak to me and who taking money over here and who ain't wearing a mask here and how long this church going to be open and why they church open up over there, you'll miss the harvest. Hallelujah. You stay focused on the harvest. Because, though, that's what it is. Stay focused on the harvest. We've got too many distractions that don't mean nothing. And by the time you take your mind off that distraction, you have missed the harvest. You have forfeited your crop. You have forfeited the seed. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Bless you, Jesus. Watch this. And he sends it to the mother. And all of her tender care, all of her hugs and kisses, you know, as children, we felt like if whatever that boo-boo was that we had, scraped knee, scraped elbow, hurt finger, we felt like if mama kissed the boo-boo, it was all better. That thing wasn't been no better. Matter of fact, it probably had more germs on it afterwards. But we felt like if mama took care of it, it was going to be all right. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but my mother would get some peroxide. And I felt like that was the most child abuse thing she could do, was peroxide and alcohol. But mama knew, I got to get that infection out of there. God, I'm talking good to myself. I don't know what y'all doing. My Lord today. Mama knew the most important thing before I wrap it up, hallelujah, before I kiss it, or before I tell you it's going to be all right, I've got to get the infection of that hurt up out of you. Hallelujah. Because I can't wrap it up, because if I'm not careful, I'll wrap the infection in there. My God, if I'm not careful, my God, if I'm not careful, I'll wrap whatever bad stuff is in there. I'll house it in there, and then the scab will then cover, my God, the infection. And there are too many people, my God, today that have a scab over infection because it was never cleaned out. It was never disinfected. It was never washed. Telling you today, let God clean the infection out. Hallelujah. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, you've been disappointed. You've been talked about. You have been lied on. But let God clean that thing out. Hallelujah. And when you let God clean that thing out, my God, when it closes, when it comes back to good, you don't have to worry about having to have that thing cut off or getting gangrene or getting lockjaw, what we used to call it. Hallelujah. But watch this. I said that all that to say this. Even in all of our motherly care, in all of our experience, in all of her years, her love and tender care could still not bring her son back. Now, prophet, why would you say all that about mama and then say mama couldn't do it for him? But there are some things you've got to depend on God for only. No matter what your experience is, no matter what your intent is, no matter how much you love or how much you care, there are certain things that only God can do. Here it was, a child of promise, a child of prayer, given in love, and still yet taken. What do you do when God tells you to give up something that you just got? So here it is. Well, she meets the prophet. Not a murmuring word. Not one. No, why did I tell you? Da, 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 da. You know we go off on people real fast. She tells the prophet all is well. Somebody wants to know, how can you say all is well when what you prayed for is dead? Good God Almighty. How can you say all is well when the very thing God promised you is dead? I'll tell you what she did, Tyra. She guarded her lips under conflict. I'm going to tell you, all over the sound of my voice, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio or you're on Facebook Live, learn how to guard your lips under affliction. Sometimes we are too quick to announce our emotions. We're too quick to say what we feel. We're too quick to say what we think. And sometimes the biggest breakthrough is learning how to be quiet in the affliction. I'm not talking about your praise. I'm not talking about your worship. I'm talking about those emotions that you let loose so quick. Those emotions that you spit out so fast, without hesitation, without wisdom, without understanding the consequence or the repercussion of what you're doing. Okay. Sometimes we have to learn how to rebuke your emotion and grab a hold of your eternity. Let me move. My God. Ask yourself a question. What are you saying while you're waiting on God to raise your situation? I'm about to shout right there. Good God Almighty. Let me. I can't sit still with this one anymore. I'm going to say it again. What are you saying, hallelujah, while you're waiting on God to raise your situation? My God, while you're waiting on God to raise up your harvest, what's coming out of your mouth? My God, today, what are you saying while you're waiting on God to raise your situation, for God to bring life back, for God to restore? Hallelujah. Woo, my. I'm going to tell you, that's it. God has to mute our emotions because they're talking too loud. I like that. Can I say it again? The woman of God says God has to mute our emotions. They're talking too loud. You're allowing your emotions to drown out the promise of God and all you can hear is what you feel. All you can hear is what you think. All you can hear is what the enemy is trying to say to you. And you're not saying, you're not rebuking the enemy. You're not speaking life. You're not shutting down the conversation with the enemy. You are rehearsing those emotions. And they're pulling you right out of faith into foolishness. Let me move y'all. So watch this, because by faith, Auntie Margot, she doesn't make any funeral arrangements. Woo! My God, today. I said, by faith, what's going on, cousin? By faith, she does not make funeral arrangements. And some of you, the enemy is looking for you to make a funeral arrangement concerning your household, your children, your marriage, your business, your faith, your worship, and your praise. Somebody just type for me, I'm not making any, I'm going to cancel the funeral arrangements. Come on, just type it in there. I'm canceling the funeral arrangements. I believe God that what God gave me is going to live. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. My God, what God gave me is going to live. What God promised me is going to live. I refuse to die now. I refuse to give up. I refuse to turn my back on what God gave me. I refuse to turn my back on what God promised me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Instead of her making funeral arrangements, she makes a reservation for resurrection. Woo! Good God Almighty. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I was taking notes yesterday, and I tell you, the Lord had my fingers writing. She did not make funeral arrangements, my God. She made a reservation for resurrection. Anybody say today, I'm making a reservation for resurrection. Come on, I know. Come on, turn it in. I'm making a reservation, hallelujah, for resurrection. God's about to, hallelujah, God's about to raise up some things in my life. God's about to resurrect some things in my life, resurrect my joy, resurrect my peace, resurrect my long-suffering, resurrect my money, resurrect my marriage, resurrect my family, hallelujah, resurrect my church, resurrect my business. Come on. Come on. Type it in there. I'm making reservations for resurrection. Hallelujah. Because he said, I am, my God, I feel like tuning up right there. I am the resurrection and the life. My God, today. So then what she does is that she lays him on the prophet's bed. Why lay him on the prophet's bed? I'm laying him where prophecy lies. I'm not letting him lay in some normal place. I'm not letting him lay in some place that will only continue to speak death to him. You better watch and be careful where you lay your problems at. Be careful who you lay your problems with. Many of us are laying our problems in a graveyard because we just want to tell our friend. We just want to tell our BFF. We got to post it on Facebook. We got to post it on Instagram. We got to make a video on Snapchat. Some of us, you are committing spiritual suicide to your promise because you won't close your mouth and speak the word of the Lord and say, all is well. Hallelujah. One of my songs is by a man of God by the name of Roy Wilkinson. It says, all is well. Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't you be discouraged. You're not alone. Hold on. Be strong. All is well. Hallelujah. I came to tell somebody tonight, don't you be waver, don't you bow, don't you bend. God's going to resurrect what he gave you. He's going to lift that thing up and cause you to live again, cause you to be joyous again. Some of you ain't had joy in so long. You've been smiling, but you ain't got no joy. You've been laughing, but you ain't got no joy. You're going to the party, but you ain't got no joy. You're going to the function, but you ain't got no joy. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God's going to resurrect your joy. Hallelujah. Some of you tonight, God's going to resurrect your yes. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. Your yes, Lord, has been dead for a long time. You're going to church. You're speaking in tongues. But there's no fire in your yes. Hallelujah. But God tonight is going to resurrect your yes. Bless you, Jesus. She meets Gehazi. There says, all is well. Not in the lie mode, but listen here. I don't have time to say nothing else. I refuse to allow my conversation to lay on anything else. I refuse to allow my conversation to insinuate anything else. And sometimes we let, there's a saying that says, loose lips sink ships. And many of us have got a graveyard of ships because we won't keep our mouth closed. We don't keep our mouth on the right thing. There's a discipline to learning how to continue to say what God says. because we speak out of emotions. We call it keeping it real. And we want to be 100. But your 100 ain't God's 100. Your ways are not his ways. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. She didn't tell him all is well because it was well physically. But I'm telling you what I believe. And I can't tell you nothing else. I can't tell you what I feel. I will tell you what I believe. I can't tell you what I, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. I can't tell you what I see. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I can't tell you what I heard. I'm telling you what I believe. Stop repeating everything else and repeat what you believe. Hallelujah. If you believe on, let me move. I'm getting too happy. I'm getting too happy. It wouldn't work with just Gehazi. God's not just handing out favors. Hallelujah. The prophet had to shut everybody out. You've got to learn that yourself. Learn how to shut everybody out. Sometimes we got too many conversations in our ears. Too many people with something to say. Too many people with a peace of mind. But my mama say, everybody got a 2 cents. And sometimes you got to learn, even if they're family members, learn how to shut the conversation down and say, no, I need to shut myself down. Let me get in the face of God until God moves on my behalf. Many times we're too busy putting our hands into other things and trying to get folks to believe with us. And it's not the matter of them believing with us. It's a matter of what you believe. Because whether they believe or not, God's going to do what he's going to do. If you learn how to shut some things out of your life, God will raise some things up. Because Lord help me. It's sometimes the people around you who are feeding poison to your promise. Let me move. He sneezes 7 times. 7 being God's perfect number. You know that already. When you sneeze, watch this. When you sneeze, you notice your whole body feels a sneeze. So your sneeze is not just here, because maybe the fluid may come from your nose or your mouth, depending on how you sneeze. But when you sneeze, your whole body reacts to a sneeze. I'll never forget, I heard a story about Dr. King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was stabbed once, and it was real close. And they said if he had simply sneezed, he would have died. And I remember as a child thinking to myself, how could a sneeze kill a man? I had not heard the scripture that I remember as a child. It wasn't until I got older I remember if I thought of it, like, hey, a sneeze caused a young man to live. But it led me to know how powerful a sneeze is. A sneeze happens because there is something foreign in your body. God help me, Holy Ghost. That your body is rejecting. And your body, through a sneeze, violently pushes that thing out without your permission, without warning you. Most of the time, a sneeze is spontaneous. You may feel it coming, but you still, even when you feel it coming, you still don't know exactly when it's going to come. What am I saying to you? My God, God's about to do something suddenly for you. Woo! Y'all, I can't run. I'm in my brother's house. I don't want to knock none of this furniture down. Help me, Holy Ghost. But God's about to do it suddenly for you. Because you held to the faith, because you would not break and you would not bend, God's going to do that thing suddenly like a sneeze. My God. Because what God's going to do, you ought to be contagious like a sneeze. Folk always want you to cover your mouth when you sneeze because it's going to be it's contagious. They worried about what you're sharing. But I'm telling you in this season, what God's going to cause you to sneeze out, let it be contagious. I'm not talking about spreading the virus. I'm talking about spiritually. Understand what I'm saying? It's going to happen suddenly. Somebody type in suddenly. It's going to happen for me. Suddenly it's going to happen for me. Hallelujah. I got to go. Last 2 things. My wife said to me a few years back, she says, your sneeze has an odor. And I thought she was crazy when she said it. And I smelled it one day. So we brought that back up, and she said, see, I told you, I told you, I told you. And so she went into further detail about the reason why your sneeze has an odor. It's because whatever is coming out of you has an odor. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want to tell somebody there's an odor to your breakthrough. You smell like yesterday long enough. You smell like hurt long enough. You smell like disappointment long enough. You smell like bitterness long enough. But God's going to cause you to sneeze in this area. And the odor that will come out of it will be deliverance and breakthrough. Hallelujah. And furtherment. I'm just simply trying to tell you again, don't die now. This is the wrong time to give up. Bishop Marvin Sapp wrote a song that says, it's not the time, not the place. Just believe, keep the faith. You've got to learn how to wait and wait on the Lord. It's not the time for you to give up or throw in the towel. Tell somebody, stay focused. You keep saying what God told you to say. Yeah. I like that. Somebody said, Veronica said, it releases and clearing up the bronchioles. In other words, you're breathing. Some of you are having problems breathing spiritually. You feel suffocated. You need to sneeze. I know it seems crazy. Probably what are you preaching about sneezing? God wants to clear up some things for you. God wants to clear up your breathing, clear up your ability to function. Breathe some new life into you. Don't die now. Don't get emotional in your faith. Don't get emotional in your belief. Don't get wavered. Don't get confused. Don't get emotional. You stay focused. God has a blessing for you. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, said, man of God, why do you put on there if somebody wants to sow? I'm going to make sure I make it clear. I'm not looking for money. I don't preach for money. I don't share for money. But a woman of God said to me, she said, Pastor, I know it's your good ground. So we sow into you because we know that you're good ground. I want anybody to think, why does he always put that right there? Listen, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. God is my source. But if the Lord tells you to sow, make sure that you sow. Amen. Listen, I'm going to say it again for you. Don't die now. Stay focused on the harvest. What God promised you has no other choice but to live. Hallelujah. God's got your back. I'm Prophet Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low. Do me a favor. Share this for someone.
Ooh, my God, my God, my God. That word can give you the hiccups besides waiting on the sneeze. God, I thank you for the man of God on tonight. I thank you for all that he said. I thank you for him reminding us to stay focused and just know it all is well. Man of God, you taught, you preached, you gave, you blessed, you broke it out, you broke it down. You just did so much on tonight, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that's all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to just sit and listen and watch the man of God on Facebook break your word down to just let us know, stay focused. Don't let somebody cause us to be distracted because we've got to keep bringing in the harvest. I can't say no more. I'm going to just say if anybody else want to make a comment, make a remark, give the man of God credit, give him your blessings. The lines are open. Just go ahead on and speak and let the man of God know that you heard what God told him to say on tonight.
Hi, this is Cecilia. Thank you, Prophet, for such a profound word on staying focused. And I thank God for the confirmation. Once again, just thank you, thank you, thank you for obeying God. And I appreciate you and the anointing on your life so very much. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, woman of God, possibly next to Celia Kaiser, for those words. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Okay, if we don't have anyone at this time to speak, I'm going to ask the prophet, do you have any cheap plugs you would like to put out on tonight?
No, ma'am. Right now we're just chilling and chilling and chilling. Chilling and chilling.
Well, I thank God for allowing you to come. You in Chicagoland area right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thank God that you left Corona back in Florida. And you came up here corona-free, you and the family. And I just thank God for all that he's doing with you, through you, and for you. And since you don't have any cheap plugs, just go on and just give me a moment to give our announcements so that you can pray us out and let God have the last word. So I just want to say thank you. I'm your host as normal. I always break that out. I'm Minister Celia Kaiser, and tonight was Prophet Antoine's night, which he laid it out. He laid the bread out and just served the sandwich up for us. We will be back here next Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I, Minister Sylvia, will be your host and your speaker for that night. I will be doing the third Friday of the month, and the prophet will be back on the fourth Friday of the month. I just want to say to you all, thank you all for being so faithful to this ministry on Friday nights. This ministry also has a Sunday morning Iron Shopping Iron Blog Talk radio ministry with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Monday nights from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be the second Monday, and Pastor Servant Troy Thomas will be our speaker for this Monday. Please watch our postings, share our postings. You can always go back into the archives and listen to these postings at any given time. If you're following the man or woman of God on Facebook, you can always go on their page and look these postings up again, or Facebook Live videos, and just watch them over and over. So if there's anything you miss, you can go back and get it again, or just hear the word again to just edify your spirit. And I just want to say again, Prophet, I thank you for feeding us on tonight the word of God. And with that being said, we want to tell you all, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. We want you to turn to Matthew 6:33 so that you can read with me our foundational scripture, which is, like I said, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And at this time, Prophet, is back in your hands.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor just for this time of fellowship and gathering, Father, of this impartation. And Father, we pray that as we move throughout the day and the week and the month and the rest of this year, that we will stay focused on what you said. Because when all else fails, it's your word that's going to stand. And so, Father, we pray that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that we will find ourselves locked into what you said. And we will continue to push and move towards purpose and destiny for our lives. And we thank that you counted us worthy. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for, even though we faltered, we wavered, and we may have made some mistakes, but Father, you have not changed your mind concerning us. And we give you praise and we give you honor for that. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you. Have your way with us. Everything that we say and everything that we do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.